I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 6:45, quarter till 7. Beautiful Wednesday morning. Not trying to bring anybody down or anything. Cool weather's here. Enjoy it. But a fact of life is people are going to die today. They died yesterday. People are going to die tomorrow. And for families that are dealing with that, sometimes it can be an overwhelming challenge. So we're, you know, whether you want to talk about it or not, you do need to kind of address this. And Liz Dunaback knows that. She's the executive director of WAKE, and she's going to help us talk about that now. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
Having gone through this with my parents, when I saw this story by Rich Collins at NOLA.com, it really resonated because it can be challenging, it can be emotional, it can be, in some cases, angering because people buy pre-need policies, and then when they go to cash them in, they find out it's not what they thought it was going to be. And sometimes people are stretched for cash, and they want to do what's right by their loved ones. Tell me about your organization.
Exactly. That's why we founded it, because everybody struggles at this time when they lose loved ones. And so there's very few places to turn. And I founded WAKE basically because of those same reasons, because I was really struggling in the wake of losing loved ones. And I just figured there had to be some place to turn to ask basic questions about what to do, how to proceed.
So how does your organization help? Tell me about it.
Well, people often call us or email us in the wake of losing somebody and just sort of ask what to do next. And we can help them navigate that time. We encourage people to price shop for funeral services, and we help them with that by collecting price lists from area funeral homes, helping people sort of navigate, you know, the different options and figure out how they can get what they want, maybe most affordably, if that's a factor for them. We help just advise people on what issues are that they're going to be confronting. There's so many that happen all at once. You have to, you know, there's a person that has to be buried or cremated, and then there's also memorialization. Sometimes you have to wind down an estate if you're the executor. There's a lot of things, so we can help refer people to services like legal services or bereavement services if that's what they need. We just kind of help each family with whatever needs they're dealing with.
I know they've kind of morphed it into death care, the funeral industry, and I got nothing against the funeral industry, but the bottom line is the person has already deceased. They're not providing care to anybody, perhaps the family. They are providing a service, but along those lines, it is a retail business, is it not?
It is, although I like to say death care is health care. I mean, you know, until what we call disposition happens, you know, that final act of burying somebody or cremating them, there's still a patient, and by law, we have to take care of that patient, and that pretty much falls to families as soon as death occurs. So if you think about it, you know, you're caring for your loved one all through the end of life, but you are supported by perhaps a hospital or maybe hospice. There are healthcare services that are available to you, but as soon as death occurs, you have no more options available to you other than a private funeral industry, and yet you still have to take care of that body. And so I do think that there needs to be more resources at that juncture for people, because families are required to deal with their person, and yet they don't have any support for it.
Yeah, what are the common, you know, I hate to say this, but if somebody gets a notice today that's a loved one, who does it fall to? To take care of the disposition, you said, or whatever it is? Is it the mm-hmm. next of kin? Is that whose responsibility it falls on? And you want there to be dignity in this, but yet, you know, people don't have $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 to throw around for a funeral, right?
Exactly. And that's exactly right. It does fall to the next of kin, which is also confusing because you might in life name a healthcare power of attorney. You know, if you go in for a procedure in the hospital, they'll help you complete that paperwork. But that's a power of attorney, and that actually expires at death, and many people don't realize this. So then they go to the funeral home to make arrangements for their loved one, only to find out that they're not technically the legal next of kin, and so they can't make arrangements, but somebody must, and it falls to, you know, an order of next of kin to deal with that. And then, yes, they are compelled to hire private funeral services because by law, the deceased has to be in the care of a licensed funeral director. This is in Louisiana only, and some other states, but not all states are this way. But in Louisiana, the deceased has to be in the care of a licensed funeral director all the way until disposition, and that costs thousands of dollars.
So you could be estranged from your next of kin for whatever reason. They could expire, and then all of a sudden you get a call saying, okay, this is blank and blank, whatever, funeral home, we have your loved one, and then what do you want us to do with it, basically, or not? Is that the way it works?
Yes, exactly. I think that's a big surprise for a lot of people. We can actually fix that with a very simple form that can be done sort of as part of your advanced care planning paperwork.
Well, let me talk about that when we come back, all right?
Yeah, sure.
We'll talk about it when we come back, about advanced planning when we return. Liz Dunaback, Executive Director of WAKE. Nobody likes to talk about it, but it's a fact of life, if you will. It is going to happen. We're all going to, at one point, go. And along those lines, you don't want to leave. I don't think you want to leave anybody with a burden or your kids or anything else. You don't leave them with a $12,000, $14,000, $15,000 bill. Where are they going to get the money from? Or if you worked hard to leave them a couple of bucks, you don't want them to eat it up, I don't think. With that, 651 9 till 7. You got any questions? 504-260-1870. That's the O'Connor Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Time now for WWL Traffic. All right, 656 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You might be estranged from your next of kin or whatever. It might be somebody's next of kin and not know it. And all of a sudden you get a call from a funeral home saying, hey, we got blank here, and what do you want us to do? And you could be on the hook for thousands of dollars. I hate to say it that way, but when it comes to disposition, you want there to be dignity, but you don't want to be taken advantage of. You also don't want to get stuck with something that you didn't necessarily plan on. Liz Dunaback is Executive Director of WAKE. It's a nonprofit that tries to help people navigate the funeral services industry. So, Liz, what would you advise people to do both, beforehand and advanced planning and to make sure that they don't leave, I hate to use the phrase burden because it's cliche, but they don't present a challenge to people after they go?
Exactly. I think advanced care planning is probably the single most important step that anybody can take, in life to sort of ensure that there's peace of mind at the end of it. And it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's just a few documents. You can get them prepared and notarized by a notary public. You don't have to use a lawyer for that. But we do also recommend that people consider, making a will and consulting with an estate lawyer to just make sure that their ducks are in a row. It's not free, but it can be affordable. And certainly we refer people a lot of times to affordable services. We can also do advanced care planning for people for free. We have a notary public on staff, and we do that for people all the time. And then I think just sort of thinking about what you want to do and talking about it with your family is also really key. People don't like to talk about death. I think there's a unspoken superstition. We sort of think that, like, if we talk about it, it will make it happen. And we like to say that talking about death doesn't make you die, just like talking about sex doesn't make you pregnant. Mm-hmm. Sort of the same concept.
But it can lead to it. I'm just kidding. It's just a joke.
So, yeah, if you can start having those conversations, help your loved ones know what things are important to you, what you'd like to have done with you after you go, that can be a real gift to the family because, as you say, we're all going to die, and your loved ones are going to have to deal with this eventually.
I've had the conversation with my 28-year-old kid, and I said, look, I'm working my beans off to leave whatever I can to you. The last thing I would want is for you to waste money on a funeral service for me because I believe it's just the body, the spirit is gone. With that being said, do what you feel comfortable with. How can people find out more about your organization, Liz?
Well, our website has most of our information handy, and that's at www.wake.education. You can also call us anytime at 504-689-6330, and we'll work with everybody just to sort of see what their needs are and see how we might be able to point them in the right direction.
Thanks for coming on. Let me tell you, thanks for what you're doing, because I think it's very important. I really do. We'll take a break, come back, talk about early childhood education.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.